When I was a kid, a long time ago, our pastor had this knack of sometimes just deliberately annoying people. And it was always with a purpose, of course. In the Mass on New Year's Day, for some reason or other, he would get up and he would preach, probably for 20 minutes to a half hour. And he would do things like he would hit the pulpit, and I don't think he used a loudspeaker, but he would holler. And he figured if anybody was out celebrating too long the night before, and this disturbed their headache a little bit, they deserved it. It was only after a lot of years, after he had died, that we found out that the poor man suffered from a chronic illness that he never told anybody about. But anyway, I'm not going to do that today. I think in the last 2 weeks we preached enough. But there's a couple things. New Year's Day is something I think that we could take a whole lot more seriously than we do. I know there's a lot of celebrating, and sometimes there's a lot to celebrate. Every day there's plenty to celebrate. So we could have a celebration every day. Maybe not the kind we have on New Year's Eve, but some kind of a celebration. But as we enter into a new year, I think we can do a couple of things. And the one is we kind of close the chapter that's behind us. It's finished now. 2017, for all of the good and all of the bad and all of the indifferent, it's done. We can't change anything about it now. But as we look forward, there's a lot of things we can do. And we've made a big joke about New Year's resolutions. I mean, they've become like so many other things these days, nothing but a joke. It's like people making Lenten resolutions. They have no intention of keeping them because they don't feel any need of any change in their own lives. But if we're going to make a New Year's resolution, it has to begin with ourselves and the conviction that we need or could use some change. So there's three things I want to tell you about the new year. Number one, we look forward with hope, because as Christian people, our Lord said there's always something more out there, something new to discover, something new to engage in, new people to meet, new friends to meet, new good things that can happen. There's all kinds of stuff out there. We can look at our world and say, I have hopes and dreams of what could be. And hopefully we have those, because if we don't have hopes and dreams, we're never going to change anything. So we look forward with hope. And for Christian people, that is a holy and a sacred thing. As a matter of fact, it's a virtue that we can look forward and anticipate and just have this expectation that we can make things better. So the number one thing is hope. The second thing is we pray. Because God is the one who's really in charge of all of this. We may think we are, and sometimes we act like we are, but we kind of forget that God still is in charge of everything. And so through our prayer, we communicate with him. That's the way we know what his expectations of us are, what is possible for us to achieve, what is possible for us to change, what's possible for us to do to make the world something of that kingdom that he came to establish. He entrusted that to us. And through our prayer, he gives us the possibility of making something good happen. So it's prayer. Prayer is the number two thing. And it's not something that you do once at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year and said, well, that didn't work, we'll try it again next year. No, it's a constant thing. I don't mean that you're going to be 24 hours a day on your knees praying. But your whole attitude becomes an attitude of, I will do whatever God asks me, like our Blessed Lady did. And the third thing that I'm going to tell you we all need to do, we can make things happen if we have the determination. If we have the determination. You know, it's amazing what the human person is capable of doing. So many times people say, oh, I can't do that. It's impossible. I can't do that. And they get into a job and say, no, I can't do that. And within a relatively short period of time, they become expert in that job because they could do it. And they were interested enough in learning how to do it. And they succeeded. Well, I think as Catholics, we have this mission given to us by our Lord himself to change this world, to be like Christ wanted it to be. We can make that happen, not by ourselves, but if we have the determination to make it happen. Of course, in determining that, it means sometimes we have first to look at ourselves and say, what do I need to change within me so that I can better be that apostle, that disciple, as our Blessed Lady was? What do I have to do within myself? And if we're all honest with ourselves, we shouldn't have too much trouble finding something in our lives that we could change to make our personal world a little better, the world of those around us, and the entire world. We all have that, if we're honest. We have that, we know that there's things that we can make better if we're willing to do it. So those three things. We have hope that something can be better. We pray that the God who is in charge of it all will guide us and will support us and strengthen us and forgive us when we mess up, and the determination to do something. I think that's pretty much what our Blessed Lady did. That simple yes that she said, when the angel appeared to her, and she said, yes, I would do whatever my God asked me. I'm not sure she realized at the time what she got into, but she gradually found out. And as the gospel story today said, she reflected on these things that happened. She would kind of keep them in her mind and go over them later. And what is the significance? How does this change things? What does it mean for me? How am I supposed to do in all of these things? And she did that, and she became the number one disciple of Christ. She became the number one disciple. And her answer always was the same, I would do whatever you ask me. So as we enter the new year, there's things that we can do, there's things that we can change, and we can change this world. I know you think I'm nuts when I say that, but we can. Beginning with ourselves, and then that little cell that we talk about, the family, and then maybe affecting the neighbors and the co-workers, and it eventually reaches out and touches people, not just us, but by touching others, they in turn touch others, and the message goes on. And I think that's something of what our Lord would like for us to accomplish during the gift of this new year. So Happy New Year, everyone.